music, life, style, lifestyle, music, all come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
I just broke up with what was, by my count, my 23rd girlfriend. I was low on money, down in spirits, and down on my luck. Quinn and the debris she left behind, I found a wedding invitation. She knew the couple, I didn't, but I RSVP'd, much to the chagrin of the bride and groom. I slept through their vows. I hate watching people make a public promise. If you can keep it, you're bragging, and if you can't keep a promise, why tell the world about it? At the reception, however, my stomach full of free food and cheap bar scotch, sitting at a table in the rear of the Howard Johnson multi-purpose room, a large table filled with undesirable relatives and me, I listened to the band and thought back on all the weddings I've seen through the years. The Polish wedding, where the official drink was 7 and 7, and the only thing to eat were great hunks of bloody roast beef, where stiff-necked old couples danced with bodies as nimble as their faces were frozen. The Jewish wedding, where the glass was smashed under the heel. The hippie wedding, where the red balloons flew up and the dog bit the minister from the Universal Life Church. The Catholic wedding, where the best man had too much to drink and put grape fizzies in the holy water. In courtrooms and hotels, warehouses, parks, backyards, and churches, vows and rings are exchanged, the flowers thrown, the bulbs flash. We see the forced good humor of the father of the bride, who fingers his checkbook and hopes the liquor will last long enough for everybody to pass out and go home. We hear the airy platitudes of Khalil Gibran or the stern sexism of St. Paul, the tuxedoed musicians who can make the most bizarre musical transitions you can imagine, from Hava Nagila to Misty to Maniac and the latest by Michael Jackson. They can play anything you request, but every tune will sound like a polka. As I sat and listened to I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones, my request, I thought about girlfriend number three. Like all teenage boys in the 60s, I played the guitar, and like all teenage girls, girlfriend number three had a voice as sweet as Joni Mitchell's. We were invited to a friend's wedding to sing Bridge Over Troubled Waters and White Bird. I expected some money out of this deal. After all, I'd learned two new chords, but the only thing I got was an English leather grooming set, even though I had a struggling beer at the time. The only soap I used was Dr. Broner's. Like the saps we were, girlfriend number three and I got high on cheap champagne, made our own wedding plans. A month later, of course, she ran off with a bass player named Rocky. I traded my guitar for a battered Underwood typewriter and started my long career of cultural commentary. 20 girlfriends later, I watched two families join and dance, watched the dark groom and pale bride kissing under the spinning lights, and I thought of those scary words, till death do us part, and all the weddings ripped by divorce. Maybe the true wedding dance is done by lawyers to the rhythms of prenuptial agreements. Maybe I'm just married to my ironic tone, but I know that love is more than a score in a tennis game. I might be a curmudgeon, but I miss that old guitar, that battered Underwood. I even missed girlfriend number three, and my mother told me she got married to a real estate salesman and moved to Ohio. My cold heart jumped a bit, but to tell you the truth, today I can't remember her name. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.